You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host. Thank you for joining us. I am super excited to have Mike Graham with us today. Mike hails from Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City is in Missouri, not Kansas, in case you were confused. Living in Kansas City is a bit of luck on Mike's side. Being right in the middle of the USA is super useful for someone who's terrified to fly. North, west, east, or south, nothing's further than 27 hours drive. Doable. Husband and dad, life are number one. Talk show host, stay-at-home dad, pretty nice guy. Average height, I can't verify or deny that since I haven't seen him. Handsome sometimes, driven by a primal urge to create and entertain, and I can tell that by the conversation we've been having already. That primal urge is called bipolar disorder. It's actually super useful, goal-oriented like crazy. Number one creative and entertainment goal, teaching people about mental health. It's fascinating if you just listen for a minute or two. So thank you, Mike, for being here. And I'm looking forward to learning more about you and what you're up to.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am awesome. I'm great. And it's been, you know, full disclosure, we always chat for a little bit before we start. So I've already had the privilege of hearing some of your humor and a little of your insights. So
Yeah. I was actually wondering when I submitted that, you said to write the blurb, and I was like, oh, this is my blurb that I always put on my stuff. And I was like, oh, goodness. I was like, what, is she going to read it? I don't know.
I did. So. Well, I modified a little bit the part that said, because, you know, it said something about if you're confused while you're reading this, and I took that out.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I thought, well, if people are listening and they're confused, right. And I'm not a huge fan of flying myself either, so I kind of like the idea of being about 27-hour drive away from everything. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I've gone to Minnesota, Texas, I've been to LA, and I've been to New York, and I've driven to all of them. So I've been to every part, like up, down, left, and right, and driving is doable.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I, you know, I love my mom minivan. It's comfy.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So,
I need one.
Yes. Highly recommend. So anyway, let's dive into our topic today, because I have the feeling that you and I could chit chat and joke around for a long time. So,
yes,
but
ma'am.
Share with me. Well, and let me say too that your business is PopPsych 101. And the website, and this will be on the show notes for today's episode. I'll have a link, poppsych101.com. That's awesome,
right.
That you got that. I'm surprised you got that URL. That's a pretty good one.
So we got it everything, like
that's
Facebook,
awesome.
Twitter, Instagram. It's all, nobody
wow,
ever got it.
Wow, so. Who would have thought?
$12 a year.
Oh my gosh, that is, what a deal.
Yeah.
So tell me, what impact are you motivated to make in this world?
I guess what I'm trying to do is spread awareness, mental health awareness, and smiles, entertainment. But yeah, the biggest thing would be to spread the normalization of the conversation about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, you hear in the stigma a lot. Some people, you know, they say, you know, there's no stigma and that kind of stuff. But there really is a big stigma out there. And, you know, a lot of times the conversation just being talked about makes people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and my co-host, who's actually a therapist, we just try to talk about it in a really normal way. Like our podcast, we talk about movies, you know, mental health in movies and books. And we just try to, you know, keep it really layman's terms and just make this normal conversation. So, yeah, just trying to spread knowledge.
So needed. And, you know, we were kind of chatting before and, you know, grateful that they're now, you know, insurance companies are required to treat mental health treatment the way that they do other illnesses. But yeah, out in the world, when you're talking about it, there still are those stigmas. It's not the same as saying, hey, I broke my leg.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's funny that you said that because Ryan, my co-host, he's a big proponent for talking about it, and he uses that as an example, like breaking your leg or having a headache. Like, he just wants to talk about it as a normal conversation like that. Like, he
Totally
just thinks it,
agree.
yeah. And also to the insurance point, it is, you're right, getting easier to get your insurance to like pay for things, and I can attest for that. To the point even where we're actually on like satellite radio as well, and our station that we're on is a like a wellness station, and it's paid for by an insurance company.
Oh, well,
Yeah.
great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good use of their funds. I like that. So, and I also shared, and I know this is a little bit off topic, but I have a son who had PANS, pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome. So, for people who aren't aware, that is an autoimmune disorder that creates swelling on the brain and all kinds of psychiatric symptoms. And one of the things those of us PANS and PANDAS parents kind of deal with is, in the world of social media, you see all the meal trains that everyone's having for the broken leg, for the kind of quote unquote normal illnesses. And man, those of us with kids that are dealing with this horrendous disorder, it's really isolating, and you end up not really, sharing the way you would. I mean, I've definitely have been out there trying to spread awareness, and I'm not trying to shift focus, but it is kind of a, I've been on the side of that where the stigma kind of silences you, and then you're isolated, and you're like, man, can someone bring me a casserole? I could really use one right about
Yeah.
now.
Wow, I never thought about it that way actually. And you're totally right. It is completely isolating in that way, to the point where, I'm bipolar, but I'm also diagnosed with major depressive disorder. And this has been, I mean, gosh, I'm 35 and my stuff started real bad when I was like 19. And I've been in and out of some pretty major episodes. Some of them have lasted up to like 11 months. I'm completely out and down, and there's like nothing I can do. And you're right, it is this completely alone thing. You can't really tell anybody. And if you were, it's they're not going to offer to bring you a meal. Yeah, so like this last year is when we started Pop Psych, and it was really weird. We started it, and I was doing it because me and Ryan became friends online, and we had separate podcasts, and then we kind of joined forces, and we're doing this fun movie thing, but looking at it from this perspective. And we were like two or three episodes in, and I kind of realized if I'm going to be doing this, I have to be public about what's like my brain. And it's like I never thought of myself as an advocate before at all, like, and I wasn't. And then, yeah, I wrote like a really big, long, like ridiculously overly long, like mania-driven bipolar post on Facebook about my stuff, and a lot of really good responses for sure. But yeah, ever since then, it was kind of freeing. But yeah, I just ran with it.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, in the only way, if we all sit in silence, if everyone's sitting in silence alone, isolated, I mean, we can be surrounded by others who are dealing with the same things, but we just don't know,
Yeah.
And someone should, how about poppsych101.com/meals?
That's a really good idea. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Meals
Meal
for mental
train.
health. I don't know. Just,
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you realize that, okay, now we have to go in business together. Or we have to like give you 10% because it was your idea.
Hey, if you just make it happen, I mean, seriously, there would be a lot of people. Because I mean,
I guess, yeah, it'd be like pro bono anyway.
yes. So tell me. So you've shared a little bit about, that your circumstance and why you're motivated to help spread awareness and bust stigma and all of that. But are there some specific experiences that you've had that really drove you to do this?
Well, I wouldn't say specific. It's more like my whole life I've created, like, I mean, I just have this portfolio of stuff I've done since I've like literally like 13, and I just am always making stuff. So, I mean, that's really where what I'm doing now started.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on a show recently and I was just talking, like, if I'm going to be honest about it, like what I'm doing was not started in any sort of like selfless way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of what's happened and the effect that it started having on people, and I mean, it's completely shifted my focus to where my goal of like entertaining and creating is not even secondary, but it's, you know, third or fourth. And the number one goal is now advocating. So yeah, mm-hmm. not specific, but
mm-hmm.
I wish something had sparked me to do that.
Well, I'm sure, you know, my guess is that I'm now speaking into your life, speaking about your life here, but I would think that things kind of built over time then. So you just didn't have that one, you know, that big aha, but you kind of thought, oh, I'm kind of shifting gears and I'm going to, you know, and it sounds like, are you still entertaining while you, it sounds like your podcast is, you're still working to entertain people at the same time,
yes,
that you're busting stigma.
Yes.
So you're and combining them.
Well, you know, let me jump back a second, because I do remember there is one instance right after I like came out and said I was bipolar and everything. I did get an email from somebody that I hadn't talked to in like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't like super great friends, but, you know, we were acquaintances way back in high school. And he wrote me like an email and said, I want you to know like how much you've inspired me to like own up to my own stuff.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so I guess you're right. That really is what sort of turned me into like shifting my goals. Yeah. So there was that.
That's awesome.
Totally forgot about it.
That reminds me of this saying I heard years ago. I was at this meeting and this man shared that when you share your story, you know, have the courage to share your story, you give other people the gift of telling their second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was definitely better than like recording or putting things out. Like that was, immediately like got a hold of Ryan and was like, you have to see this. Like, this is amazing. And he was like, yep, it is amazing. That's why I do this for a living.
Join me. Yeah. Aha. You got it.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's the biggest internal or external challenge that you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it to do your, make your impact?
Well, definitely big downswings, feeling, because I am like a pedal to the metal person.
Mm-hmm.
And like I grind away, like my motivation is, I just supersede like anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It feels mm-hmm. like, but I'll get hit by like a big downswing. And, you know, I'll go to my wife and say, I really feel like we've hit a wall. And I just, like all that motivation that has carried or pushed wherever we're doing,
mm-hmm.
Just will slam and stop.
Mm.
So it's like I have to reach down and figure out how to, like, it's not even a wall that anyone's, that's really there. It's I put a wall on myself, you know.
Right.
And my wife's always like, I mean, you know, your listenership is growing. Like, our show's doing well.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're on the radio. And
yeah, it's like, amazing.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah. So that would definitely be the mm-hmm. thing that hits the hardest, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And now is that coming from your bipolar? The pedal to the metal is the up and then the downswing, or
yes.
is that okay? Yeah. Well, and the reason I ask is, you know, I go through similar things, but I don't have, you know, so I didn't know if it was like just the thing that entrepreneurs go through in general sometimes, but in your case, worse, because it's the way ups and the way downs.
Sure. And probably because like I never considered myself like an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was always like in a band or, you know, fiddling around doing something. This has definitely been the most like business venture thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm talking like pedal to the metal, it's kind of like extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Like how I describe it to people is I'll be like editing and I'll be tweaking something and I'll have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, but I just need to finish this thing. I just need to finish this thing. And then it's 4, 5, 6 hours later, and I still have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't, like, lose, I can't stop focusing. Mm-hmm. And then, and that'll be, like, months or, like, a month. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's every day, all day, and I don't sleep. Yeah, it's real bad. And then some people say it feels great. It doesn't feel great to me. It just feels really intense, and I can't stop focusing on things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the downswing is all that I have to then force myself to do the same things that I couldn't stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like all of a sudden all those little tiny details I cared about so intensely, now I'm like, whatever.
Right.
Which is actually good, because all that little stuff is like, it never mattered anyway.
Right. Yeah, I think that description is really helpful, because there's the normal ups and downs that, you know, when you're making things and putting stuff out and putting yourself out there, but then there's what you're experiencing, which is
much
bigger swings. Yes, much bigger swings. Yeah.
Intense,
yeah. Yeah, because I want to make sure that people listening are getting that, you know, the difference, because other, you know, yeah, the major, major. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how do you stay motivated and moving during those tough times, especially when you have those downswings? What are you telling yourself at those moments, or what's getting you up and going?
Oh, my wife. Easily, 100%, yeah. In the down moments, it's really hard to, like, coach myself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have therapy. Mm-hmm. We're down to, right now I'm down to every other week. So that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
So I was weekly, you know, forever. And, you know, I have a psychiatrist, but, you know, outside of that, it's my wife, you know, and my sister too, but my wife always knows when I'm going down. And mm-hmm. like I said, I'll talk to her and be like, oh, we're hitting a wall, or could be anything too. It, not even just this stuff, you know, the show or anything.
Yeah.
But she's always there to continue to motivate me and and allow me to wallow in my misery, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was going to ask too. Are there times when you do just need to totally tuck away and just kind of give yourself grace, because this is, you know, an illness that you have? Do you keep going?
Yes. We call those mental health days.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend them for literally 100% of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like every once in a while when things get like pretty bad, yes, I'll have to, like, you know, go, we call it like caving. I'll go and like close the doors and have the lights off. And I just like to have like the least amount of sensory input as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll have to take a break from the world sometimes, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, and the world, you're doing such important work. So
I hope.
Awesome that you get through that and back up and back out to do your important work.
You are, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I am passionate about what I'm doing.
That's why I wrote, that's why I asked to be on your show.
Well, thank you. I so appreciate it. And I'm so glad that you did, because I'm really enjoying learning more about you and chatting with you today. So as other people are trying to make their impact in the world, what are some words of wisdom that you can share with them?
Well, if I'm going to talk about it through the lens of like what we're talking about today,
mm-hmm.
I would say, if you're going to make an impact as far as what I'm doing, and I'm just going to keep it in that lane,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to make a show or, you know, tell everyone what's going on with you. You don't have to make a big show about it the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you know, if somebody asks for help, you know, offer them advice, give them a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there for them to listen to, listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
To talk to. Yeah, just be a friend. That's mm-hmm. that's an impact. So
yeah. Yeah, impact isn't always this huge, loud, get it out there to a bunch of people. Impact is made in those small moments, and it might be that they're just sitting down with someone who's struggling and going through a tough time, and being an ear, or possibly getting them, you know, attached to resources that they need.
Yeah, one of the biggest things you can tell someone too, if it is on the level of you're just talking with someone, is just tell them you believe them. Yeah, just say, I believe you. And that'll be enough for them to open up to you.
That's really nice. I feel like so often just a lot of people are really just yearning to be heard. And so that little phrase of I believe you must be just a huge gift to someone who's really struggling.
Yep, it really is.
Yeah. So last question. What's one success strategy that has helped you?
Pedal to the metal. and you know, take away from that though, but like even regular consistency, as far as where we've gotten, it's been putting myself out there, putting, well, also aligning myself with great people. My co-host Ryan, I call him the best therapist on the planet because he literally is just one of the most genuine, amazing people. And if you heard him talking, you would, he just has that like ambience of goodness. And, you know, I'm lucky he has to do it with me, but yeah, so it's just, and then we were consistent, you know, so.
So pedal the metal. So I take that as like, keep going.
Yep.
Go just hard. Going. Go hard and consistent.
I mean,
give yourself grace if you need to tuck away every once in a while, and then get those good people around you. So you've got your wife, and then you have your great partner. So some people around you, at a minimum, they're cheering you on, but maybe they're also helping you do great work and get the message out there. And awesome. Great. Well, so can you and just kind of summarize for everybody before we finish up here, a little bit about your, you know, the podcast name again, and what you're up to in the describe your podcast and anything else that you have, little summary.
Okay. So I'm a co-host on Pop Psych 101, and we describe ourselves as mental health in pop culture. Our taglines, one therapist, one advocate, two perspectives. We look at mental health in books, movies, and television, and decide on their accuracy of the portrayal, and basically just make this really normal. Sometimes we're goofy. Sometimes, like, we play improv games. You know, we have different little, dumb segments, but sometimes it's really deep, and so it can be pretty good there. And then, so there's Pop Psych 101, poppsych101.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at poppsych101. And then the other thing I do is, if you do go to any of that Pop Psych 101, I make videos for every single one of our episodes. I make a video. So if you need one of those, I make them super cheap.
Awesome. Now tell me, what if people use those for?
They're like promotional videos. They're, you know, they're great for Facebook and Instagram, Twitter.
Out.
Yep.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have shared your heart and shared some inspiration with everyone. And thank you so much for the impact that you're working to make in this world.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Yes. And everyone, head on over to defeatthedrama.com for click on the podcast tab, and then look for the show notes for today's episode. And I will have notes from what we talked about today, and also a link to Mike's website. So thank you again. And everyone, get out there and make your big impact and make it a great day.